podcasts and iTunes. The term podcast combines two words, pod, from iPod, a personal stereo created by Apple, and cast, from broadcast, which means emission of a program. There are podcasts, audio, and videocasts, video. We can upload them to the internet so other users can download them. Then they can store them in a personal stereo. You needn't be a computer expert to create a podcast. Anyone can do it. But there are commercial podcasts, too. Usually, podcasts are free for download. You can find podcasts on search engines like Google or AltaVista, but you can also use software programs. One example is iTunes, an application for Windows or Mac. iTunes is an audio player. It is free and easy to use. With iTunes, you can visit the iTunes Store, where you can buy music and films, or download free podcasts. Let's take a look at iTunes. On the main screen, on the left, there are menus with music, films, TV programs, podcasts, radio, ringtones, etc. This is where you can find the audio and video files. This is where you can find the audio and video files. For example, podcast files go in the podcasts folder. Let's learn how to download podcasts with iTunes. The easiest way is to visit the iTunes Store. Press the link iTunes Store on the left menu. It is a store, shop, but we needn't buy anything. Inside the shop, we can see menus and icons of the podcasts. We can search for a podcast about a special subject, too. To do this, put a word or phrase in the box on the top right-hand corner, the one with the magnifying glass. Press the intro button on your keyboard. The subscription to most podcasts is free. As an example, let's choose a BBC podcast. When we press the icon, a new screen appears with information about the podcast. On the bottom, you can see the different chapters of the podcast. To get the podcast, you must press the button Subscribe next to the icon below the title. A message appears asking for confirmation. If we say yes, the podcast and all the chapters will begin downloading. Check in Downloads, menu on the left. The icon next to the word Downloads is moving. To open this window, press the word Downloads. We can see the audio or video files we are downloading. Now, let's go back to podcasts. Press Podcasts on the left-hand menu. Here, we can see the chapters. The chapters we download are in black, but the chapters we don't download are in gray. Next to these chapters, in gray, there is the word Get. If we want more chapters, we need to download them separately. In the next image, we can see that Downloads is still active. Next to the chapter I am downloading, there is an orange icon that is also turning. The chapters we download are stored on our computer in the folder My Music, iTunes, iTunes Music. We can convert the audio and video files to other formats.